If you're one of those people who can't resist picking up a lottery ticket at the corner store, this next story is for you. I'm always tempted by the monster jackpots, but how about this for a jackpot? A $1 million Picasso. That's what you get if you win a raffle being held by the Pavilion of Art and Design in London. The prize in question is a Cubist painting titled L'Homme au Gibou. One of Picasso's grandchildren, Olivier Picasso, is behind this. So, Olivier, why raffle off one of your grandfather's works?
Oh, I think it's a very innovative idea to create a sensation over a foundation and a good idea to protect the city of Tyr in this case.
So you mentioned this city of Tyr. That's an old city in Lebanon. What in Tyr needs restoration? Why is this foundation coming to its rescue?
Because historically, the founding city of our modern civilization in Western Europe and, of course, of the Western world.
So these tickets are not cheap. I mean, it's about $130 a pop. The odds have got to be pretty slim. Why not just sell the painting at auction? You might be able to raise more money, wouldn't you?
The decision has been made according to the price of the painting, which is something like $1 million on the market. But to raise more money and try to give a chance to anyone to get a Picasso for 100 euros. If you compare with an ordinary lottery, we have in Europe the Euro Millions, and you have one chance on 83 million to get the big prize. In this case, you have one chance on 50,000, which is a lot.
So were you the owner, or are you still the owner of L'Homme au Gibou? Did you donate it for this raffle?
The real story is that this drawing, which is a significant piece representing an example of cubism, was kept by my grandfather during all his life. And this drawing was part of the inheritance of the estate. So in fact, it comes directly from the collection of my grandfather and has been sold since to a private owner.
Did you know your grandfather at all?
I was too young, but I realized how much he was important the day he died. When I learned about his death on television, which was for me a big surprise.
What do you think Pablo Picasso would say if he knew that this painting was the prize in a raffle?
My grandfather was a pioneer in every sense of the word, not only in his sentimental life, but especially in his creative genius. So he was interested in being not number one, but being a pioneer and looking at things like an adventure. So being himself someone who cared a lot about his family, about friends, and about political causes, I'm sure that giving away something to help people would have been something natural. So I'm sure he would have been proud and ready to do it.
Well, listeners, you can see L'Homme au Gibou and fantasize how a Picasso might look in your living room at PRI.org. Olivier Picasso, thanks for your time. Great to meet you.
Thank you.